Revive us now. Come revive us now. Oh, precious Lord. Come revive us now.
Come revive us now.
As we seek your face, come revive us now. Let your kingdom come.
Let your kingdom come.
How many of you are struggling with faith issues? You know what the Word of God says, but you've been struggling to find the faith within yourself to take hold of it and believe. Lord says to you, test me. Test me. You'll never know if faith works as long as you're holding on to anything else. You'll never know the victory and the peace that comes in trusting God if you're trusting other things. The Lord wants to work a mighty thing in your life. He's waiting for a church to rise up and say, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to trust you. And when the battle comes, I'm not sounding the retreat. But I'm going forward by faith in the one who promised. So, Father, I just want to pray over your people. Lord, the steps that they've taken to this point, Lord, have only gotten them so far. But Father, you're calling for a people lost to themselves and alive in you. A people who have laid everything else aside. And so Father, I pray that there would come a faith upon this body to lay everything else aside. To take hold of your truth as you have declared, as you have proclaimed, a people who are not afraid of the fight, but will take the authority and the power that's available in Jesus' name and begin to wage the warfare. Not to wait for the warfare to come to us, but to be as David who take the stones and run out to meet the challenge. Father, the enemy has plundered and stolen for so long. But when you spoke to Peter about the revelation, you said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Lord, if hell is behind gates, afraid of the church, afraid of the power of God, we want to take that power of God and begin to storm the gates. We want to believe you, Father, that those gates will not prevail, but Father, that instead of being on the defensive, we're going to be on the offensive, taking back those things that you have declared are yours. And in the name of Jesus, we just declare it over this congregation, over this body. We declare it over this city. We begin to believe you, Father, that we will make a difference. Lord, we don't have any unrealistic expectations that every person in the city is going to get saved. But I believe you that the kingdom of God will be established and that many will come out of darkness and into light. God, release your power and the faith to believe in it upon this body in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.